Web Radio.
Hello, Nick. I was with you yesterday on the Barking Day of Action. It was a fantastic success yesterday. And obviously, I had to come back today to upload rwb.com. How's it been going today, Nick?
Well, John, it's been going very well. Please don't forget to tell the listeners that you're on a hands-free set because I'm still driving home. I left Barking about, I suppose, 5:30 this evening to go home. I'm going to get socks and shirts and things like that. I'll be back down there tomorrow, mind. But today was very good. Obviously, not such a big turnout as yesterday, because yesterday was more than 100 there. That was phenomenal. We did an awful lot of work. Today was very good. We finished off pretty much everything that needed to be finished today. I was doing all the main roads. It's a question of visibility. Still getting great response down there, and thumbs up and hoots from passers-by in their cars and so on. UAF were out in a nasty new trick they brought out. They're knocking on people's doors, and when they're told to go away because the person who answered says they're voting BNP, they're then very visibly standing in the street just outside the house, making a note of the number by way of intimidation. Richard's already spoken to the police about it, but that's really disgusting stuff. But that's what's going on down there. But that apart, really, there's only us. We saw a few people out, or rather leaflets, left hanging out of letterboxes by the Christian Party. So I phoned them up and pointed out that if it was the Labour Party following them rather than us, all those leaflets would be in the bin. But we were just pushing them through with ours. And they were very pleased, to be told. So there you go. But they're not as experienced as our people. And then we had a really good day.
Excellent. And so you're back home now for a well-deserved rest. And what's your sort of outline plans for the rest of the week then?
Well, I'm not yet back home, but I will be back fairly soon. I'll be at home until tomorrow lunchtime. Going to have a Sunday lunch on Monday, and then straight back down to Barking. Be down there for the evening. Down there the rest of the week. We've got a lot of door knocking to do. So we'll be putting out last-minute material. So, there's plenty to be done down there.
Excellent. Well, hopefully rwb.com will be following this story through the week, and we hope to have a reporter down there on election day and possibly in the count as well. So
I hope so. Good. Well, it'd be interesting to hear how this has come out from the listener's point of view, because obviously if this is a good enough quality, then it's quite easy for us to do interviews when I'm on the hoof. So I certainly hope it is. One more thing, totally different subject, by the way. We went back to one of the farms that we've been using as a base after the activities today, and everyone met up there, people from the West Country and so on. Big crew up from there. Many thanks to Mike Howson and his teams from down in the southwest. So we met up there for a quick drink and a chat. And there was, basically, in the other bar, there's a group from the National Front. Mixture, older fellas, old hands with a kids as well, a couple of 13, 14-year-olds. Obviously nothing to do with us, but I was quite touched to see that they were there. They had a banner for Albert Mariner, who was, I won't say murdered, he died 2 days after being hit on the head with a brick by a leftist and immigrant mob at a front election meeting, and I believe it was 1983. It was quite big news at the time. But obviously, by most people, Albert's forgotten. But he was 62 or 63 when he died. He was a smashing old chap, tremendously dedicated nationalist and activist. And they said that they'd been down this morning to clean his grave for tomorrow. And to lay some flowers, and other people have already laid flowers. The wireless are certainly there. They're not us, and we don't agree with them on many things. Fair play, nevertheless, but they're keeping Albert's memory alive, and I'm really quite touched by that.
Yes, that's a nice story, that, Nick. Well, thank you very much for your time. We know you're a very busy man, and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon for more reports on rwb.com. Thank you.
Okay, John, congratulations. It sounds like it's going really well, so keep it up, and let's see it expanding. Great news. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Cheerio. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Across the globe, around the world,
You're online with Radio Red, White and Blue.